Him. This will be a good theme song for John Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Every Sunday morning we coming in the church and the choir singing. I mean, we're singing. You know, Brent, I think it's a good theme song. And then Brent lead us in this chorus part right here. Did Brent lead us in this? Listen. Every morning we coming in, we hearing this right here.
He's worthy.
Every morning.
Jesus is worthy.
Every Sunday morning.
He's worthy to be praised.
Devontae beating the drums every Sunday morning. Now that song ought to get your mind off your problems and put your mind on God before the doxology. Come on, keep singing. Jesus. Blessed Savior. He's worthy. Come on, Brent, take us up one more time. Come on, Brent. Come on.
From the rising of
the
sun.
Come on, sing.
Until the going down of the shade.
Come on, he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Jesus is worthy. He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Every Sunday morning, come on.
Pray.
I know it's been a tough week, but come on. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Pray. Every Sunday morning, we walk into church, we're going to be singing. Blessed Savior. He's worthy. Come on, one more time. I had a rough week, but boy, when I got in this morning, and listen to what the choir was singing.
The sun, until the going down.
He's worthy.
He's worthy. Jesus is.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
In the afternoon, you ought to praise him. Late in the evening, you just keep on praising him. Jesus. Blessed Savior. He's worthy. Amen. Doxology, praise God for whom all blessings flow. Praise him. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Amen. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, our feet that are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Oh Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let us do so by singing hymn number 272, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Hymn number 272. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Let us sing all four stanzas of this great hymn of the church. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my heart.
Save me by thy grace.
say softly. Get ready for a prayer. Good. While the baby preparing to for our prayer, we ask our young people to come and grace our choir stand. Come on, young people. Come on. We're singing all these songs that you all know. Come on, young people. Come on. Kason. Have what they call okay knees, okay? Yeah, you got good knees, you both of them, all right? There you go.
Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for keeping us safe, amen. Wait, please bow your heads. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for giving us a house to live in. Amen.
Amen. Come on, bless the Lord for our baby. Amen. 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 Now you get up. Now you help Pastor up. There you go. Thank you, buddy. Come on, y'all. Let's bless the Lord again. Amen. Amen. Bless you. You can get in the choir scene. There you go. Get under that scene. Amen.
Let's rejoice before the Lord,
A little rock with it. A little rock with it. Great job. Oh, that mercy. I'm already tired. Are y'all ready? You ready, Ace?
Yes, sir.
All right, good.
Good morning. Today I'll be reading Matthew 19, verses 13 through 14. Then the people brought the little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of the heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Bless you. Now, that was a good reading. You just picked that up and started reading it? Or somebody informed you to read that? Why you read that? Hold on, Sharon. Why did you read that? Wait a minute, hold on. Now, wait a minute, don't y'all say nothing, sir. Don't say nothing. I want to hear him.
I read this to inform the church on how important Youth Sunday is and how many children need to go to church in order to learn more about the Lord and why church is important to everybody.
Wow! Amen! I didn't share that with him. We didn't talk. That was our Sunday school lesson this morning. But God, you see? All right, y'all don't play. nothing. I ain't had nothing to do with that.
Bless you. Stay in the spirit. The same spirit that told you to read that scripture, say what you just said, that's the spirit you listen to. That's God. As you move on for the next 80 years of your life, you listen to that spirit that told you to read that scripture and just say what you just said. That was God, okay? But you know we didn't talk. You know?
So that confirmation, bless you. Amen. All right, let's go. I'm sorry, Chandler. You ready? All right, good.
Okay. Good morning, Pastor White, members, and guests.
Good morning.
We pause at this time to welcome and recognize our guests who are worshiping with us on Facebook, YouTube, or in the sanctuary as we celebrate our Youth Sunday. If any of our guests in the sanctuary would like to, you may do so and greet us at this time. Everyone is at home, and we hope you enjoy the service. I call your attention to pages 5, 6, and 7 of the bulletin. Please read the bulletin and add your announcements to your calendar. Please enjoy activities and events celebrating all observations this week. Miss Nikki Mills will hold a YPD meeting after service. Please check with her. Everyone is invited to wear blue on next Sunday in honor of Autism Awareness Month. Please see Sister Laureen McDaniel for more information. We ask that you remember those on the prayer list on page 6. Happy birthday to those celebrating this week. April 20th, Shania Brooks. April 21st, Carlos Robinson. April 22nd, Constance Jones and Nathaniel Brown. And April 24th, Alicia Brooks. Those celebrating birthdays this week, please remain seated. Everyone else, please stand. And Pastor White, will you please lead the singing?
Amen. You'll stand, sing. What case? Oh, right now.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing, Casey.
Happy birthday.
Sing.
To you.
What's wrong with you this morning? Sing.
Happy birthday.
Sing.
God bless
sing.
You. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, sing, Casey.
Happy birthday. To you.
There you go, baby. Sing.
Happy birthday.
Sing.
To you.
They can't hear you. Sing.
Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday. To you. Happy birthday.
Wedding anniversaries on record this week. April 23rd, 2006, Mr. and Mrs. Deborah Brown.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And then on April 25th, 2015, Jared and Ebony Simmons.
Yeah. All right. Amen.
These are our announcements for today. May God bless each of you.
All right, thank you, Chana, for the reading of our announcements. Amen. All right. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. To our guests, thank you for attending our worship service this morning. Let's give our guests another hand clap of praise for being with us this morning. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's give our young people a hand clap of praise. Amen. For participating. We're so thankful and you all participate with our program early this morning. So thankful for all the people who celebrating the birthday this week. continue to celebrate with families and friends and enjoy each other. All right, so we have our anniversaries before us. So thank God for you all being able to celebrate another wonderful, wonderful year together. Also, let us get ready for a litany of things to take place within our church, printed within your bullets on page 6 and 7. So we have all our announcements available. Thank you all for our health fair. We had a wonderful time doing our health fair. Take-home information was given out. So a lot of our members, some of our members attended the health fair. And some of our guests within the community, our friends within the community, they were here. So let us continue to support all of our endeavors here at John's Chapel, AME Church, across the board. So let's make sure that we continue on. Thank you, Sister Nicole. Amen. Nichols and Sister Karina Moore. Thank you all for the health ministry putting together a much needed health fair. All right, Sister Odessa Jones, you have your announcement? Yes. Okay, so thank you all. Let's get ready for next Sunday, our WMS at 3 o'clock p.m., our WMS celebration. Reverend Tracy Horn will be with us. We're asking all our members to make the adjustment to come and be a part of the celebration at 3 o'clock p.m. So we're going to start at 3 o'clock. We need our members to be here at 2:50, 2:45, we start at 3. Our members, we got people coming inside our house. We don't need to come at 3:15. 3:30, we're not guests. we're the hosts. And when we the hosts, because stuff be happening, and we need to make sure things are together, So when we have an event moving forward, I was taught be 15 minutes early and stay 30 minutes after. Or flip the script, come 30 minutes early and stay 15 minutes preparing for the next day. Okay? So let's make that adjustment across the board moving forward as a church family so that we can be here to greet our guests. Amen. Okay. Thank you all. Y'all smile. Cunning smile. There you go. Thank you. Amen. Good. How you doing, Mother? Good to see you, Miss Betty Simmons. Amen. Come on, y'all, let's bless the Lord. Mother Sim is here with us this morning. And man, she's wearing that suit with that pretty hat. Lord have mercy. Bless you, Mother. You ready? Come on, Mother. Come on, Sister. Come on, Sister. Come on. Sister Jones, that's a quick announcement.
Thank you, Pastor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Teacher appreciation is a time to recognize the dedication, patience, and impact teachers have had on students and communities. In the United States, many schools celebrate during Teacher Appreciation Week, which is observed in early May each year with National Teachers Day, typically falling on the first Tuesday of that week. On behalf of the Christian Ed Department, we would like to recognize members of John's Chapel, both active and retired, who made the ultimate sacrifice to serve as a school or college educator. We will have a display of your photo and a brief synopsis of your work history on our church bulletin board, located on the same hall as the GED classroom. And it will be posted on John's Chapel social media platform. 15 educators have already been identified within our JC family. So if you are an educator, either active or retired, and a member of John's Chapel, please see me. This display will be up and ready for viewing beginning in May. Again, we would need a photo of you and a brief synopsis of your career. Team members are yours truly, Brother Ricky Britt, Sister Felicia Britt, Sister Patricia White, Sister Laureen McDaniels, and of course, Pastor White. Those of us who will be collecting information are yours truly, Sister Patricia White and Brother Ricky Britt. And I have one last announcement. Each year, the Coffee County Board of the NAACP hosts a recognition banquet known as the NAACP Freedom Fund Banquet. And each year during this banquet, we recognize individuals who are giving back and making a difference within the community. I am honored and proud to announce that on June 6, 2026, at the Enterprise Civic Center, several members of John's Chapel will be recognized and honored. Please help me in congratulating, first of all, our very own Pastor Willie White Jr., who will be receiving an NAACP Image Award. Congratulations, Pastor.
Yeah, come on, yeah!
Also receiving an Image Award is Sister Beverly Barber. Congratulations, yeah, Sister Barber. And another receiving an Image Award is our very own mother, Sister Constance Jones. Congratulations.
Amen, yeah!
We are honored to have another member this year to receive the highest honor and award offered by the NAACP. I was blessed to have received this award last year, and it was truly an honor. Please join me in congratulating JC's recipient of the NAACP Lifetime Achievement Image Award, Dr. Stafford Thompson.
Wow.
Again, congratulations to John's Chapel recipients and to all recipients of this year's NAACP Award. If interested in attending the banquet, you can secure a ticket for a $40 donation from either me or any member of the NAACP. Again, the banquet is Saturday, June 6th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Enterprise Civic Center. We would love to see your face in the place. Let's support our pastor and members. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Outstanding, outstanding. Thank you, Sister Jones, Odessa Jones. Thank you all, thank you all, thank you all. Wow! I mean, just outstanding. Great job, John Shepherd, African Methodist Episcopal Church, just displaying the glory of God. And we're so thankful and grateful for the Lord giving us favor one more time. Amen? Amen. So we're going to make our adjustment to be able to make that endeavor and just keep doing what God called us to do. Amen. Service is a joy. Amen. We serve to love and love to serve. That's who we are. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, this week we lost our beloved sister, amen, Barbara Fields. So keep the family in prayer. You all will hear more details from Pastor White as we communicate with the family moving forward, okay? So continue to pray with them, pray for them, and just keep praying. Amen. Amen. God is able. Amen. So thank you all. Thank you. All right. That's it. That's it. All right. Brother Ricky Britt, that's it? I believe so. Okay. Another one of our members did an outstanding job last night. Yesterday. Okay. Sister Archie? Yes. She won an award last night. I was able to watch it on Zoom. Brother Brown, yeah, he was on Zoom with me. We were able to watch that. One of our members were able to win her category, and now she's in a position of winning more and more money, you know? So that's another big plus for John's Chapel, AME Church. And she highlighted her church family. It was like nationwide award, and now she's in a position of winning another category of some more money, you know? So yeah, and you know, good clapping. And I learned something else when they said her name. I don't know if I need to say that one part, but it's okay because I know you're going to look at it because they called her, huh? It's okay? Oh, my wife said it's okay. Yeah. Dr. Archie. Amen. She has a PhD in education. And I called her. I said, Kara, they kept referring to you as doctor. She said, yes. I said, how long you had your PhD? She said, 6 years. I said, wow. Outstanding. Our church is growing. Thank God for people looking for the task and not the title. I didn't know. She been here, what, 4 years? 3 to 4 years? And I didn't know until last night. And I see one now in our church. And I just found out recently. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? All right, I was going through, honey. What you about to say, honey? I'm sorry. You love me? Oh, okay. Okay. We done. Come on, officers. Let's prepare now in our giving. Let's prepare now in our giving. All right. Then we'll have a good 30 minutes of preaching, and then we're out. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Come on. Come on. What you about to say? Lexus, what were you saying? Oh, you talking to Cam? Huh? What were you saying? You telling me to cut to you? No, you're not. Alexis, you are. Hold on, y'all. That's all I'm going to do. after me. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, let us stand all over the church. Let the Father leadership of our ushers to come around and give.
We'll be reading Psalms chapter 30, verse 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Thank you.
Come on, let's clap. Amen. Praise God for our babies one more time. Amen. Amen. Good job. Good job, young people. Sister Moore, before you leave, go and change or wear. Now, we're preparing to celebrate her on next month. May 24th, write it down. May 24th, immediately after service, we're going to have a celebration for Sister Moore and her family. You know that that's her last Sunday with us. She's making that transition to a whole nother country. Amen. So let's prepare to celebrate her on the 24th. And Sister Deborah Faye Brown is putting it together. So she's going to reach out to several members to assist her in the celebration. Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's bless the Lord for her. Amen. 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 All right. Father, help me while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Good to see you all this morning. Amen. What a joy it is to be alive this morning. Blood running warm in our veins one more time. The children, you all are outstanding, fantastic, superb, just awesome. Amen. Thank God for our children this morning. Participating in service and being obedient to the Spirit. What a joy it is to see young people operating in the Spirit of the living God. On speaking terms with the Holy Ghost. Just in the third grade. What grade your son in? Eight. What grade you in? Six? Eight? Eighth grade. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, oh, that mercy. Third grade, yeah, 6'9". Well, you all right with me? Yeah, yeah, you can do well. Yeah. All right, y'all, let's go quickly. Matthew, yeah, the fourth chapter, the 18th verse. We done. Okay, you have your 3 points. Don't miss your moment. Okay. Hallelujah. Good, baby. All right. Where my helper? So, I have. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother Brent and Devontae. Let's give them a hand clap of praise for helping us this morning. Amen. That's our choir members. Let's get ready for some text messages to go out. We're going to revisit our choir schedule and commitment moving forward. Try to see how we can get back on course with our aim, focus, and hidden ability. Amen. Matthew, the fourth chapter, the 18th verse. Okay. Let's see. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Okay. I'm using for a subject this morning.
Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your moment. Look to your neighbor to your left and say, neighbor, my good neighbor, don't miss your moment. Look to your neighbor to your right and say, neighbor, my sure enough good neighbor, don't miss your moment. Amen. The ushers may be seated. Thank you for serving this morning. Amen. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your moment. A quick summary from last Sunday. We identified Matthew as a Jewish tax collector. We talked about him being able to hear the voice of God, leaving everything and following our Jesus. We talked about Matthew believing, preaching the simplicity of the gospel, keeping things simple. Keep it simple, saints. Amen. Amen. I shifted on you. Amen. We in the church. Amen. Amen. Keep it simple, saints. Amen. Amen. Not trying to sound clever, but wanted to sound clear. Quickly, he began to write in such a way, wanted the people to identify Jesus as the Messiah. And we learned that the word Messiah means the anointed one of God. And we identified the word anointing means an outpouring of God's spirit. We talked about that on last week. And we talked about the anointing is the ability to get things done. It's when God has empowered a person to tackle endeavors so that not only we can start strong, but we can also finish strong. That's what the anointing is. It's an outpouring of God's spirit so that we can get the task done. And now we see Matthew talking and expressing to us the ministry of Jesus, preparing the disciples to be participators in the kingdom of God. Not spectators, not takers, not just listeners, but doers, participators, and givers in God's kingdom. The Bible says in verse number 18, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, and they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Point number one this morning is walk. We cannot follow Jesus and stay the same. Jesus said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. We cannot follow Jesus and stay the same. He did not say follow the choir. He said follow him. He did not say follow the pastor. He said follow him. He did not say follow the officers. He said follow him. And once when you follow Jesus, it is impossible to remain the same. From the pulpit to the pews, in order for transformation to take in or to kick in, the first step that we have to do is follow Jesus. I cannot respect your calling, nor the position that God has placed you in, until I first of all follow him. Notice that the assignment did not come first. The invitation came first. Lord, have mercy. The text says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Notice the behavior of Jesus in the text. Before Jesus sent his disciples out to catch men, they first of all had to catch him. Don't miss that vital point this morning. Before you can talk, you first of all got to walk. Jesus showing us in the text that the invitation has to come before the assignment. Because God is counting on you to be attractive and to be loving and caring when you're trying to catch people. Without the invitation, we will become the opposite of the mission and the purpose that God has assigned us to do. Instead of drawing people, we'll be driving people. Lord have mercy. Instead of being likable, instead of being lovable, we'll be the opposite. Instead of shining our light, we'll be entertaining darkness. So Jesus' behavior in the text is trying to show us the first thing that we have to do is receive the invitation. And once when you receive the invitation, it is impossible to remain the same. Once when God has come on the inside, he will change you, Lord have mercy, from the inside out. You would not become a monument, but a movement. It's more than just the steps. It's surrender. It's more than just direction. You'll become a disciple. So Jesus is in the text giving us a profound moment. Jesus said, once when you follow me, your thinking will change. Once when you follow me, your desires will change. Once when you follow me, your hope and your faith will change. Oh, church of the living God, I wish I had some help this morning. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that once when you follow the Lord, you will change? Your big screen TV, you have some shoes, pair of shoes, yeah, worn out shoes, yeah. He said, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. Worn out shoes. When I was coming up, and when most of you all were coming up, unlike our children now, I hear Jeremiah and China talk about different shoes and what they need for sports now. They need different brand of shoes in order to play different sports now. But when I was coming up, we had to wear the same pair for each sport. Lord have mercy. The daddy brought shoes for basketball that we had to wear for softball or baseball. I mean, you were sliding, but you had to make it work. Lord have mercy. Y'all ain't never been there, okay? Track shoes, they were our walking shoes. Daddy didn't go out and buy no track shoes and walking shoes and basketball shoes and football shoes and all them different shoes. You had to make it work. But now they have all kind of shoes that designed for each sport, for each endeavor and for each special category. They got shoes for rebound. They got shoes for shooting three-pointers now. You know? I mean the kids, they got shoes when they time for them to punt the ball and time for them to receive the ball and all them different things. Specialized shoes for specialized areas. I saw the other day they got some shoes where you just slip in and you begin to call them slip-on shoes or something of that nature. They got specialized shoes just for everything. And after reading the text, Jesus said in the text, he said, I will make you fishers of men. Jesus did not say, I will make you fishers of yourself, but I make you fishers of men. Jesus said to his disciples as well as to you and I, he said, once when I come on the inside of you, Lord have mercy, I will bring a special gift within you where you begin to be used not only for yourself, but in order to help somebody else along the way. Y'all about to miss your shout cue. You got to realize that when the Lord is on the inside of you, he will equip you and develop you so that you can be used throughout this dying world. Is there anybody in him this morning who can shout with Pastor White because the Lord is using you one more time? He specializes in people. He specializes in things. He specializes in folk who have a desire for the Lord to use them one more time. Oh, Church of the Living God, here come your hot dog moment. The God that we serve, you got to understand, it's tough when you're walking with Jesus. That's your hot dog moment this morning. Hot dog, it's not easy walking with the Lord. It's not easy fishing for souls. It's not easy doing what God has called you to do. But I declare and decree this morning, if you just keep on talking to the Lord, if you just keep on doing what God has called you to do, God will make a way for you. God will supply your every need. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy got to come in the morning. Say yes. Not only you got to walk, but you got to work. The text declared, and straight away they left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw the brethren, James, son of Zebedee, John and his brother in the ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Point number two is work. When we follow Jesus, Jesus will fix us while he's forming us. Jesus will fix us while he's forming us. God will take you, or God will take what you know and give it kingdom purpose. They knew how to fish, and God was able to take their skills of fishing and shift it to catching men. He shifted them from catching people, from catching fish, to catching people. Fishermen became soul winners. Nets turned into ministry. Jesus is showing us in the text, whenever you work with him, he can take your skills and give you purpose in kingdom building. You don't have to delete what you know. You just have to work with him while you walk with him. And God will take your skills down through the years and give you purpose with your skill in kingdom building. Lord have mercy. What you've been doing on your job for the last 15, 20, 30 years, you can do for the church in kingdom building. You were a nurse and you retired. Why not work with the health ministry in your church? An educator, you retired. Why not work with the Christian Aid Department? You dealt with logistics on your job and you retired. Why not help with organization in your local church? So Jesus saying in the text, I'm not going to take your skills because you have some good skills and good abilities of doing great things. I'm just going to take your skills and give you a new purpose. Lord have mercy. Isn't that like God? God will take what you already have. And God will polish it and give you new purpose with it. And I'm glad that the Lord is able to take what you already have and use it for his glory and use it for his ability. He's teaching us in the text that he has the ability to shift necks into ministry, that he has the ability from catching men to catching people. You ought to shout this morning knowing that the Lord has caught you into ministry, knowing that the Lord has the ability to give you that a moment where you are able to come into his kingdom. You didn't have to fix up. You didn't have to dress up. Just as you are, you surrender to the Lord. Now look at you. The Lord has blessed you more than your eyes can see, more than your ears can hear, more than your heart can receive. Your big screen TV, you got that baby. You got that baby. That baby rejoicing. The parents rejoicing. You know, because that baby able to take his first steps. And he took his first steps, and everybody got happy because that baby took his first step. You remember your baby took his first step? You remember your baby when she took her first steps? You know, you got happy. Everybody got happy. I mean, everybody rejoiced. So look at my baby. My baby walking. My baby took his first step, you know? But you got to understand that there are more steps behind the first step. Lord have mercy. Jesus is showing us in the text, as fishers of men, that there are more steps behind the first step. Even though now you're walking with me, even though you're working with me, you have to understand that there are more steps behind the first step. Lord have mercy. Don't miss the shock cue this morning. Jesus is showing us in the text, as long as you got lips and labor, they got to go together. As long as you walk with me, you got to work with me. He's showing us in the text that salvation and service goes together. And when you work with the Lord, God is able this morning. God is able to supply. God is able to give you what you stand in need of. Old church of the living God, I'm glad this morning that when you're not able, he is able to make your enemies feed you when you're hungry. They'll clothe you when you're naked. They'll be able to give you the desires of your heart. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify? You got to, Lord have mercy, walk it before you talk it. You got to let your light shine in the midst of the darkness. You got to let God give you the glory. Oh, church of the living God, you got to praise his holy name, because at the end of the day, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you'd have lost your mind. You'd have lost your house. You'd have lost your car. You'd have lost your job. You would have lost your family. But because the Lord is on your side, what the devil meant for evil, God turned that thing out for your good. Say yes. And the Bible says, immediately they dropped their nets and followed Jesus. Point number three is willingness. Let it go. Immediately. No hesitation. No excuses. They didn't say, let us pray about it. They didn't say, let us think about it. They dropped their nets and followed Jesus. Immediately. No hesitation. Didn't wait till tomorrow. 3 weeks after they heard the call of God, they refused to miss the moment. The space shuttle. We just witnessed it this past week, a couple of weeks. I went to space. We're able to see it bypass the moon and everything. But I noticed it was just sitting there idle for several hours, several days, with no movement. It was just there. Movement took place after the fire was lit. After it received power, Lord have mercy, from the source. And once when the shadow received the power, the fire from the source, it was able to receive the strength to be lifted from the earth beyond gravity and explore into space. When you are a willing soul, when you surrender to God, God will light the spirit of the Holy Ghost within you. He will spark the fire from within. Were you able to let go stuff that designed to hold you down? That designed to keep you locked here on earth? That designed to keep you always thinking about stuff that designed to keep you from moving forward. But whenever you're a willing vessel, you'll be like the sons of Zebedee. You'll be like the fishermen and the disciples in the text. You're able to let go your nets immediately and become fishermen of Jesus. And I'm glad this morning that when the fire of God burns within your heart, mind, and soul, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. You may have some trials and some tribulations. You may go through some valleys in this life. But at the end of the day, it's your proclamation that can't nobody do me like the Lord. And I'm glad this morning that I can shout that the God that I serve, he woke me up this morning. He clothed me and kept me in my right mind. That the God that I serve, he picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. Are you glad this morning that you didn't miss the moment that the Lord, he changed you from the inside out? Things you used to do, you don't do any longer. Places you used to go, you don't even go any longer. Yes, testimony, because it's your testimony that you save and you sanctify. You Holy Ghost filled and you fire baptized. You looked at your hands and your hands look new. You looked down at your feet and they did too. Yes! I'm glad this morning that when you let it go, won't he do it? Won't the Lord do it? This love that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Don't miss the moment. Don't miss the moment. Don't miss the moment. If it had not been for the Lord who woke you up this morning, you'll be dead, sleeping in a cold grave. Don't miss the moment. You better praise him. You better give God the glory. Don't miss the moment. It was God who blessed you. It was God who kept you. It was God who healed you. Don't miss the moment. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I know the Lord. He'll pick you up. I know the Lord. Say yes. Don't miss the moment. He's calling you. He's calling you. He said, come on. Come on and follow me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on and follow me. Don't miss the moment. Come on. I know you're minding your business. And Jesus just got all in their business. The boys are there fishing, minding their business. Don't bother no one, just fish. Here comes Jesus. I'm going to get all in your lane. I'm going to get all in your business. I'm going to get in your Kool-Aid. And I'm going to tell you what flavor it is. You need to follow me. Time is ticking. You've been fishing all these years. You've been dealing with all this stuff for all these years. There's coming a day where somebody will have to make that call. That third chair and that choir stand, that day coming. Somebody will have to make that call. What a sad day. You don't miss the moment. The Bible said they left everything. They even left their father. That's the seriousness of the call. That's their occupation. That's their security. That's their livelihood. And they left all of that to follow Jesus. That's the seriousness of the call. Your soul is worth more than stuff. And I ask you to join John's Chapel, the first church is God's church. That's the first church. casting your nets for ministry. You need to drop it. Bible said they dropped their nets immediately. That stuff happened out of the past, I'm dropping it today. What happened last night, I'm dropping it. What happened this morning, I'm dropping it. I'm letting it go. I'm not going to miss my moment. I got to be like that space shuttle. I got to receive this fire so I can get past this gravity that's holding me down. So I can explore the world. So I can look back at Earth and see how beautiful it is. I need to go somewhere where nowhere else have been. Send y'all back some pictures. But I can't do it because that stuff holding me down. I'm used to this. I need to go somewhere where I ain't been. So maybe you're here this morning. We give you the invitation to Christian discipleship. That's first. And then maybe you're saved and sanctified, but you're looking for a church home. Get in a hurry. Come on, shift your nets into ministry. Don't worry about your skills. We just learned that. Jesus, you got the perfect skills. I'm just going to take what you already know and give you purpose with ministry with it. I know my skills. I'm a people person. I love people. Work perfect for the ministry. I'm a motivator. I know who I am. I know my skills. Work perfect for the ministry. You give me three people and we can build a 80 plus business in 10 minutes with me. That's my skills. I'm able to do it. You know? And it worked perfect for the church. And I was in the world. I knew that. Give me three or four people with me. Talk about a house party, it'd be 600 people in the house. That my skill. I knew I had skill. It worked perfect for the church. You don't have to change up your skills. Just get them consecrated, you know? Do it for the right reason now. Let's stand over the church. Maybe here. And you want to come and say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm dropping it. I'm letting it go. I'm dropping it. Come. If you're not saved and you want to be saved, come to my right, your left. Come. If you need prayer, come to my left, your right. If you need prayer. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, you sanctify, but you're searching for a church home. Come on. You're at the right place at the right time. Come on. I'll meet you halfway. Come. You can walk with your neighbor. Come on. You're smiling at me. Come on. And you make one step, God will make two steps. Come on. You don't have to walk by yourself. Your neighbor walk with you. Come on. That's the right choice. Come on, drop the net. Drop it this morning. Come on. Come on, clap while they're coming. Encourage your neighbor with the clap. Come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, God, lifting up our members before you at your altar. As they come, God, seeking your voice concerning their situation. We know, God, that you're still in the healing business. You said, with a two or three touching and agreeing, you'll come and be in our midst. Pray, God, that thine, the Lord, will work a miracle at the altar. In the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word that with your stripes we are healed. We claim healing right now. We lift up our sister in the name of Jesus. We lift up our brother in the name of Jesus. We claim a good report that you'll move, work in a very powerful way. Nothing too hard for you, God. As our young people come and drop the nets, being bullied, stressed out, anxiety, trying to find their identity. Help them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Show them, God, by following you is the best decision, the best choice that they ever going to make. They're not wrong by following you. Thank you right now for the church family. Lift them up in prayer. Cover them with your blood. We give you the glory and the praises. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Brother Brent. Thank you, Devontae. Thank you, Reverend Huggins Jr. Thank you, Doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Now may the grace of God and speak you in the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, abide with the side of us from hence forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, let every heart sing.